This program was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
You're listening to Y'all, a Rugby Stronghold. In this episode, we'll explore the current setup at Y'all RFC at Frogmore, recall some of the highlights of the last 18 years, and examine the social element to rugby in Y'all. There is more to Y'all Rugby Club than just sport. The organisation was, and still is to some degree, a great social outlet. Whether it was the late 70s, the 80s, or 1990s, or even the early part of the 21st century, many great gatherings have been enjoyed by members and supporters of the club alike. It is said that numerous relationships and subsequent marriages began at the discos held in Y'all Rugby Club. I sat down with two of the DJs who starred at Frogmore down through the years, Ollie McCarthy and Mick Sheehan.
There was a lot of DJs up there. Myself, Ali played there. Ali, your great friend Declan Flaherty played there. Kevin Cairns played there. Eugene Cratty played there. But the one thing about the rugby club and the discos up there that I found was that compared to nowadays, you go into some places and there's a different style of music completely. But there was a bunch of DJs around that end that they played absolutely phenomenal music. And it didn't matter where you went, because, I mean, that end back in the ocean and the minis and all that, you had a queue from, say it started at 9:30, it's run till 11:30. You had a queue from 11 o'clock asking you for concessions for the Walter Raleigh, the Rugby Club, Gigi's, or all these places. There was the Capital Club where the GA had. You had Mannix's below, the Motorine Hotel. There were so many different places on at the time. But all these DJs, no matter who was where, you went there because they were brilliant DJs.
Yeah, I can remember Rita Leahy. Rita Leahy was the officers, at that time, the officers they were called, that time, you know, they still call them officers anymore, no, but that's what she was. But like you said, that time, the crowd followed the crowd, and there was, you know, you would play in a pub earlier or something, give out a few passes, and then crowd followed each other, like, and that's the way it was, great times. And of course the rugby dinners.
What made the likes of the rugby club too, I'm talking about probably late 70s, 79, 80, early 80s, mid 80s. What made the likes of the rugby club too, I'd say, Jordan, was the fact that Red Baron was burning down, I think, in 78, if I'm not mistaken. And that had massive crowds going out there. And there was this vacuum when Red Baron was gone. Like, 1976, I started doing the discos, and I know that Noel Cronin was around the same time or just before. A man I met recently, actually, I think he played in the rugby club a couple of times, was Carol Johnson. Dan Noonan would be his right name. He went under the pseudonym of Carol Johnson. I met him at a wedding there recently. But that crowd that they were going to Red Baron and the vacuum came there, that really made the clubs in, because discos only started with the Bee Gees back in 76, Saturday Night Fever, you know, and so Stevens, and then when Red Baron was playing, then when Red Baron closed, there was this huge vacuum there, and you know, it opened the way for the likes of nightclubs, and well, I suppose it opened the way for clubs first. Nightclubs didn't come on the scene until early 80s, I'd say, you know.
Yeah, great days.
And
great
also days. Ali, if you remember back, as far as I remember with the licensing law at that time, you had to provide a meal if you were to get a bar extension, and that was the one thing a lot of people used to go out to the rugby club for. There was always some chicken supper or some kind of a supper served in the back lounge, if you remember the back there. And that drew a big crowd up because you didn't have to go out to a cheap shop. I used to say, right, we'll go out to the rugby club. And you got your meal as well up there. And everybody looked forward to the meal. You know, that was one big plus for the rugby club. To me, it was the second Red Baron. It was certainly because it was a place that you really felt the atmosphere when you went in the door. You go into some place, there might be 10 people in there. You go into the rugby club, the first thing when they opened the doors, with 5 people in there, whatever it was, with the roof, the ceiling, whatever it was, but the music had an atmosphere of its own that drew the crowd out in the dance floor. You didn't have to have the best of music. You had the atmosphere. I'd say it was the lower roof that made that atmosphere, that you didn't have to have the sound belting out completely. And I think that's what made it. And the crowds, of course, the rugby club was going well at the time. A great friend of mine, Doc Maloney in Ardmore, he was a founding member of that now. And the likes of these lads always came into the back of the rugby club. You know, it wasn't just for young people. They'd come in and enjoy themselves. There might have been a match on. But to me, of all the places I played in then, outside the pubs, the rugby club for me was a more special place.
John Coleman, fondly known as JC, is a man who worked with the Munster branch for over 10 years. A former president at Yall RFC, he oversaw many major changes at the local club in the modern era, along with other key members of the organisation. And he is full of praise for those who have taken rugby in Yall to where it is today.
I mean, we instilled or fitted floodlights, which was a big plus for the club. Maybe not yet fully utilised, because you know, there's, I suppose we have to keep the quality in the product as well. Yeah. And we can't have everyone worrying about floodlights and nothing happening on the ground.
Absolutely. But the facilities there now, as you say, are top class.
Yeah, new dressing rooms, but there's no question about it. Yall has been one of the prime movers in terms of the quality of the off the field or on the field. So we just, I think we can't talk about those items without talking about Declan O'Flaherty.
Yeah, a great servant to the club.
Yeah, and had a great understanding of what had to be done, and was the man behind many of those activities.
Absolutely.
I think nobody would deny him and his family the credit for what was done at that time. Quite staggering. We have moved from, I suppose, Division 4, which would be fairly low in terms of what is expected of a Division 4 club. But we have since worked our way up, and this year we're playing Junior 1. It's clear to me anyway, whatever about many others, that the club depends to a great degree on some very hard-working people behind the scenes. Like PJ Terry comes to mind. He's Mr. Lotto.
Yes, yeah.
You know, and Sean O'Neill. There'd be two that come to mind. Eddie Bullman was a great man with the young children, but poor Eddie is no longer with us.
Christy McCarthy was on the panel of one of the league-winning Yall sides in the early 90s, and he took up a coaching role in the underage setup just before retirement. He has coached many talented youngsters during his time involved, and his teams have tasted a lot of success over the last 10 to 15 years as well.
Before I finished playing, I got involved in coaching because Keith, my son, started playing underage, and as an 8 and a 9-year-old, he was playing with the likes of Jason Lane and Stephen Kelly and John Quill, Dave O'Callaghan, Claire Cahan, and a few more, to name a few, you know. It was great to be involved at that, you know, to see him so young, you know. But it was great then to see him developing into, you know, underage players, you know, up to 14, 16, 18 and so on, you know. And it was great then, even for that team. And I know at that stage, the likes of Claire Cahan, for obvious reasons, the girls at that time, there was no structure in the club for ladies rugby underage. So under 12, unfortunately for her, was the end of her playing days with Yall. And then Dave O'Callaghan moved to Middleton College at under 14s, and John Quill went on to Sunday as well at under 16. But the lads went on then. It was great for the lads as well, because they went on, even without these star players, they went on to win two league titles and an A plate. The league titles were back-to-back, which was great. I had a great assistant in TJ Rusk, And also Kevin Troy came on board at the second year at under 16. So it was myself, TJ and Kevin, and they were great to work with. They were great lads to work with. I think for a small town, that also you have, it's not so much competing against, but it's just that they're there and they're also part of the sporting background in Yall, hurling, football and soccer, just to name. They'd be the first field, you know, they're the field sports. So, you know, it's great to have that talent come through with that competition, if you like. That's the best way to put it, you know.
When you look at the club, many key members hail from the general Yall area, but there are also some very important men and women who hail from further afield and who play their part in helping Yall to thrive. That has been another significant role of Yall RFC. It is a place for new people to the area to become a part of the local community. Rishtard Mulcahy hails from County Dublin, but the team at Frogmore have made him one of their own, and he's now a big part of the organisation.
I first came to Yall in 2004. I'd lived in Dublin for a good while. I'm married to a Yall woman, so that's what brought me here. But I was involved with rugby since I was a kid. So, you know, once it's in your blood. So as soon as I got here, I hooked up with the local club. Brendan Kelly, who was heavily involved in the club, was my father-in-law, sadly passed away 5 years ago. So he was my introduction to the club. Said, go up and play for Yall, great bunch of guys. So I got into it then, and I played a couple of seasons, golden oldies, but I got into coaching the kids then. So mini rugby was where I started at. I mean, they put hard graft into it. These guys who bought a field or rented a field at the very start, and what it's progressed to from there is amazing. I mean, they have the best facilities of any junior club, I'd say, in Munster. So it really is a testament to the guys that founded the club and had the foresight as it went through the years to keep fundraising. And I mean, there were hard times. There was a lot of objections before when people came up with mad ideas to build clubhouses, and they go, where are we going to get the money? I said, don't worry about the money. We'll get there. And it's all changed now because the structures of the IRFU and everything, we got good loans off them towards the new dressing rooms and everything, which probably in this day and age would have been impossible to do otherwise. I'm a manager of the second team now, so that I just make the phone calls and do the water bottles and the medical bag on the day. But I took a break from it there. I was on the committee for a few years as well, collecting the membership, and doing down it was the PRO for a couple of years. So change jobs every now and again to keep it fresh, but I'd always be involved to my dying day anyway, because it's a sport I love. And it's a club that I love. I mean, even though I'm considered a blow-in or a tourist by some, I still, once you love the game of rugby, wherever you are, you'll throw your lot at it. And you get a great return from it to see kids enjoying themselves. And then if you see players going on to play for Munster, like Dave O'Callaghan, Brian Scott, fellas like that, you feel worthwhile that you've put something into the game. But even if that didn't happen, it's just a sense of community out of the whole thing. That's what it's all about.
And Rishtard, talk to me about the YACS, or the veterans team. That is another exciting thing we've got here at the local club, and it's emerged in recent years.
The YACS, yeah, myself, Dunica Reardon and Aidan Daly started the YACS when we were opening the new dressing rooms. We got a golden oldies game, and then we've had a few games since. So it's harder and harder. If a fella gets injured, then guys are unlikely to play. And it is tough. Fellas, the YACS is over 40s. A lot of golden oldies is over 35s, but we tried to make it even slower, get guys that are older. But we've had great fun. We went to Prague last year. We didn't have a full team, but we went away anyway, and we got jerseys made and everything. So once again, it's getting guys that used to play back involved in the club, and it's more a fun thing than anything else.
Damien Kiley is the current club captain at Yall RFC. A native of Tipperary, he is leading the club's junior team in Division 1 for the 2017-18 season. The Yall team have claimed back-to-back promotions to claim their place in the top division.
Long story short, I suppose I started going out with Ciara O'Flaherty in Dublin, and I suppose to keep that relationship going, I had to play rugby at some stage. So I played for Clanwilliam once against Youghal, and I think she supported me, just me, but not Clanwilliam. She supported Youghal all the time. So eventually then I had to play with Youghal when I got a job in Middleton, and it just fitted nicely, and I was delighted to be able to play with Youghal then. I'm from Tipperary Town, yeah, so Clanwilliam would have been my rugby club, say, growing up underage.
And they'd be a big established club. Like,
yeah, traditionally they'd be a strong Division One club. It was nice to be able to beat them then this year, you know, what captain the club, and against your old club, it's always nice to get a win. In my first year, we were in Division 3, and Conor Lane was captaining, and Stephen Kenny and Joey Lawler and Sean O'Neill were looking after the team, and we had a great team, and we just flew through Division 3. We won 3 trophies that year. The second year then, it was tougher, but again, like, it came to the end of the year, and I think we needed 5 wins with bonus points to get promoted, and we got them. And then I was delighted then that, you know, a few players kind of pushed me to go for the captaincy. This year in Division 1 is harder, but I think we're learning very quickly. The bond, I suppose, you get from playing rugby, just to build close friendships, I can't think of a better way of doing it. So I've got to know a good group of lads now in the club.
From Youghal's first team winning trophies and competing in Division 1 to its mini section and youth teams, learning not only how to play but how to enjoy the game of rugby is the core aim, as Ivan O'Flynn explains.
I'm an East Cork man, but I'm from Cove originally, so a blow-in, as they say. I came down to Youghal a good few years ago, and my first port of call was Youghal Rugby Club. I often find that if you're going to a new place, new town, get to know people, the rugby club is the place to go. So up I went, started playing for a few years, and it just kind of took off from there then, really. Had a bit of a midlife crisis there a couple of years ago, went back playing rugby again for my sins, and... yeah, so got more involved with the committee, youth officer, minis, coaching, everything. So once you're in, you're hooked, and that's it. So this year, I'm kind of, the last couple of years, I've been the minis coordinator. The last three years, minis coordinator, and the last couple of years, I've been the youth officer. Everything starts off with the minis. The minis are when we bring the young kids up to rugby, and it's just all about fun, and enjoying the game. And my philosophy is, you know, just don't try and teach them how to be Irish rugby players when they're 6 or 7. Just teach them how to catch the ball or run around and maybe even tackle the odd time. But generally just have fun. Enjoy. So we kind of, the youngest kids that come up to us now are maybe 6. And that goes up until the minis section, then goes until they're under 12s. And then they go into the youth section. And so it's even years. So after under 12s, it's under 14s, under 16s, under 18s. Now it's slightly different for the girls. But for the boys, it's once you come out after 12s, it splits. Then you have to go boys and girls. But up as far as minis, up until under 12s, it's all boys and girls mixed in together, just playing rugby, having fun. And for me, minis is great because it's where you can see the most the kids developing the most, you know, from a very early age. So they might come up and they mightn't even be able to catch a ball or pass a ball, and you can see all that progress. But it's a lot of hard work now, the minis. It's very involved, but it's very rewarding.
Ivan, the youth awards have grown significantly over the past few years.
The youth awards are fantastic. It's a fantastic night up in the rugby club. What we've done the last few years is we've tied in the Eddie Bullman Day with the youth awards, so we have everything on the same day. So, and then obviously the adult awards get onto the dinner dance. So for the Eddie Bullman Day, all the kids that have taken part in the season, we give them a medal, and you know they make a big. We have bouncy castles, and we have a lot of fun up, and that's during the kind of the afternoon, and in the evening, everything changes around for the awards night. So, the awards night is really, it's very special for the club. Actually, it's very important for the club. It's a great way to honour past members who devoted and dedicated an awful lot of time and effort, and the biggest thing that you can give any club is time, your free time. So we like to just like to honour our past members and relatives of our past members come up And they give out the awards, and it's in honour of their relatives. And we make a big deal out of it, and the awards are great. It's just a great night, and we look after everybody's this food served, and it's always very well supported. It's very well, the feedback is always good from it, and it's a great way of linking the past, the present, and the future. So, the past with the players, the past former members who are deceased, the present obviously. With the players that are receiving the awards, and hopefully a lot of them hopefully go on and play for the club, and you know, even further on from that, get Munster honours and Ireland honours. You know, our club is so lucky that we've got such talent. We're punching well above our weight in terms of where the kids come from, and the small amount of pool of kids that we have to pull from, and just some of the things that they go on to is fantastic, you know.
At the latest edition of the Youth Awards, among the past members remembered were Brendan Kelly, Tony Simpkin, Sean and Jim Hogan, Batty Mulcahy, Paddy Lane, Ollie Murphy and Liam McLaughlin. Along with the Youth Awards, there are several other accolades awarded annually at Youghal RFC. Among those is for services to the club, and this is named in honour of the late Declan O'Flaherty, who sadly passed away just over 3 years ago. A magnificent servant of the club, he is fondly remembered for the many wonderful things he has done for Youghal RFC, as current club president Aidan Daly explains.
Declan was he was big into the club for the short time he was there. He started with the minis, then he started getting tag rugby going, because even my own son Aaron, his son Dermot Lorne, they actually went to Limerick playing a big final of a tag competition. But he was the driving force behind everything. Declan, anything Declan put his mind to, he just did it. It was all, everything, the dressing rooms over, he was a huge part of getting the dressing rooms over. There was an awful lot of paperwork and all involving that. He did the same with the lights. Everything, if he was still around, I've no doubt the club would be going a lot better. No, we're going well as well, a lot better than what we are, because he had some mighty plans for the club. But we're lucky to have his two daughters and his wife Meg are still highly involved in the club anyway.
Aidan, there have been and there are so many strong family ties to the club here in Youghal, including with regards to your own family. You're the president, your son Aaron is scrum half with the first team. It's amazing, all the family connections at Youghal RFC.
Definitely. I mean, I played, Aaron played. I actually played me testimonial this year with Aaron. I came on for a 3 minute spell against Terranure, so that was the last time I played. But my other brother, Owen Daly, played. Niall Daly played, and sure, the other brother, Connor, played a small bit. Then you think of it like fellas involved with the first team at the moment, Sean O'Neill, his two sons are playing, Jack and Connor. If you look at Kevin Dunham, his son is playing Ross. Joey Lawler, his son is playing Killian. There's a lot of Lee McCarthy is playing. Do you know, so there's a lot of kind of, we're going into the second generation. And we're a very young club, Do you know, we were only formed in 1963, and we're kind of going into the second generation players now, which is just taking time, and all the boys, all our sons and all are just delighted to be involved in it as well, the same as ourselves. Yeah.
Staying with the family connections at Youghal RFC, the O'Neills have been a pivotal part of the local club, and the club has been a massive part of the O'Neill family's lives, as Michael John O'Neill explains.
He gave us a great perspective into sport and life and education, you know. And he gave us a social outlet that we were looking for, and he gave us a sporting outlet and an athletic outlet, you know. And we were always very grateful to all the help that we initially got, you know, from Bookie Lane and Paddy O'Terry. Paddy Neville was the captain. Paddy Neville was actually the president the year I joined, and Brendan Stevenson was the club captain. And we learned an awful lot from then on in up till we finished playing, maybe almost 20 years later.
And sadly, Michael John, your brother Finbar passed away in recent months. I know that you and Finbar would have been club captain and club president in the same year, going back to the 1990s.
The final year I was club captain, Finbar was the club president, you know? And Finbar was the club president from that year, and he served for two complete terms after that. And his second term was served with Kevin Donovan as club captain, you know. But, you see, we learned an awful lot, even by being involved with the underage, because Sean was with Mick Healy and Eddie Bullman, and they nurtured them as children and help them to grow into adolescence and help them to grow into mature rugby players who could play the game properly, because they were instructed from the right perspective. Like, and Eddie and Mick were always coaching the players for the right reasons, not for themselves, but for the kids themselves, you know. And they were a great help to us. And we were always kind of forerunners, because we were the first of the clubs around here to employ professional coaches to come down and give us proper instruction, you know. And it was a great benefit to us, like, you know what I mean. And it was an investment that paid off in spades in the end of the day, you know. Because, like, you could say from them 7-year-old children, they came to the, and they became prominent members of the club, and they had the club in such a state that they had the most successful seasons that we ever had. We say from 92 to 97, that incorporated qualifying for the junior leagues, winning 1 and 2, and then winning the county cup in 97. You see, Finn Balor's rugby career was cut very short at his 20-year-old, because he had a very, very bad knee injury. So what he actually did was he immersed himself in following the club and helping out as much as he could. And then when he became president in 1991, like, his practical business sense was a great asset to the club at that stage, you know, because there was an awful lot of reconstruction of the club had to be done at the time, because the old club was falling asunder and the roof was leaking, and we had to put on a new roof and we had to redevelop the fields. And himself and John C. Coleman were a great driving force in that line as well, like, you know. And we used to run a few draws there with the help of Ted Kenny and Dave Jay, who were great fundraisers. Do you know what I'm saying? And they were a really, really big help to us. And, like, we had a couple of club draws there for maybe 3 or 4 years, and that's where the money was put in to the development of the club and the development of the players.
Up there with Yall's greatest achievements in the modern era was another Division 1 Munster Junior League triumph in 2006. It was a season that also saw Yall win the Challenge Cup, and there was a trip to Lansdowne Road, as Derek Coyley, club PRO at the time, recalls.
They were a fantastic side, and they went on to win cups. They went on to win, you know, get into the All-Ireland Junior Cup final. They went into the playoff, the All-Ireland playoff series, to go up to senior level. And it was just an incredible year. It was the easiest year in the world to be a PRO. What really stands out for me, I suppose, is when they won the Junior League, which was, it's no mean feat in Munster. You can imagine what it's like. If you look at Junior 1 now, look at the teams in there, Kinturk and Clonmel. And you're talking about Munster now, not just Cork. And you're talking about teams, you know, that were very difficult to beat, and you all had a team that just believed.
From founder member Norman MacDonald through to current first team coach Sean O'Neill, the people of Yall Rugby Club have helped to shape a fascinating 55 years of history.
There was guys around at that time, guys like Dermot Newson, who was the bank manager in the Bank of Ireland. Eddie Sullivan, as you know, went on and he played with our first team. He left us then and he went to Gary Owen in Limerick and played for Ireland, as you probably know. We were up watching him against Australia. We couldn't see it because he scored the try on the far side of the pitch from us. And like, they were fantastic days for us, for the club. And, like, you know, you got guys like David Callan today, as you know yourself, young Quill, playing for America. We're still producing great players. The contribution of a lot of fellas like Sean, Hogan, Jim, when they start playing, Padraig O'Toole, and when he stopped playing, like, the contribution has been phenomenal. And, like, we've guys, their contribution will be unknown, but without them, there would have been something missing.
Late Brendan Murphy was another man that gave an awful lot. He played rugby, adult rugby, but he also got involved and he started up the minis, and he was involved for years. Then we had another character, as they call him, the late Brendan Kelly. One of the greatest characters I've met when I was involved in the club. And then you had Norm MacDonald, who was one of the founders. I remember Dick Rusk, the late Paddy Lane, who was captain of Offaly for 20 years, who was a very good character, a very good rugby player, one of the toughest players I could play, ever played against, even in training, you know, he was tough. So there were good years and we had a good time. The club has come on leaps and bounds in all those years.
All I'd like for you all to ever do is to do the right things involving the game. Look after kids, nurture them, show them how to play the game, show them how to do the right things, give them a social life, give them a footballing outlook on the game, and after that, they can do what they like.
That concludes this episode of Y'all a Rugby Stronghold. Thanks for listening. Y'all a Rugby Stronghold was presented and produced by Jordan McCarthy, edited by Tom Maher, and the sound engineer was Thomas O'Keefe. A Community Radio Y'all production.